Now, the reason I originally asked you to come on the show today is because you wrote a terrific in-depth piece about the Bush dynasty. Originally, I think you probably thought, well, Jeb Bush has announced that he's considering thinking about maybe possibly running for president in 2016. And interestingly enough, this morning we have reports that President George H.W. Bush, that'd be our 41st president, was hospitalized late yesterday with shortness of breath. And after all, he is 90 years old. Even though he did go skydiving again this year, he is 90 years old, and that sort of thing can happen. Give us a little bit of your perspective on the Bush dynasty, which goes back decades, doesn't it?
It does. It does. My piece opened with Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W. Bush and Jeb Bush, who was a senator, a United States senator from Connecticut. And I wrote a little bit about his discomfort with the National Republican Party because he called himself a moderate progressive and didn't fit very well with the increasingly conservative National Republican Party, kind of led by Robert Taft at that juncture. Then I write about George H.W. Bush, who the skydiver who was just hospitalized and our 41st president, and I write about his transition, moving from Connecticut to Texas, and again being a poor fit with the increasingly conservative Republican Party of Texas in the 1960s when he sought a United States Senate seat twice. And then I write about George W. Bush, who sort of culminated the ideological and geographical metamorphosis of the Bush clan by being a Texan through and through, being much more conservative than his father or grandfather, and of course winning the presidency and helping realign the Republican Party to one that was almost wholly a socially conservative party, a party that believed in deep tax cuts, whether or not it affected the budget balancing or not. And now I write about Jeb. And the question about Jeb is, it's very easy to reflect a party's shift. It's not very easy, but what all of his relatives have done is kind of track the broader National Republican Party's move towards the right. And what Jeb is trying to do is very different. He's trying to bring the party back to the center on issues like immigration and snubbing the conservative base on immigration and Common Core and taxes and spending. And it's a very difficult thing to do. It's sort of the equivalent, I write, of being a political Superman standing in the railroad tracks when a train is coming and trying to will that train in the opposite direction.
You have some political history yourself, albeit on the Democrat side, leaning towards the liberal end of that spectrum. But as an observer of this, can a Jeb Bush, considering those things that you just mentioned, can he be the candidate of the modern Republican Party?
I think the only way that he can is if he is able to. Consolidate the field such that he's the only moderate in the field. If there are several conservatives in the field and he's the one moderate, then I think he'll be in a good situation. On the other hand, if the moderate side of the field is more crowded with, say, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Ohio Governor John Kasich, maybe a couple other folks of that ilk, then he's going to have a very, very difficult time because there just aren't enough center-right folks left in the Republican Party to give a centrist the nomination, unless you have a situation like you had in 2012, where you had Mitt Romney, who dominates kind of that center-right space, and then there's four or five different people vying to be the alternative, the kind of more conservative alternative. That's the same type of scenario that I think Jeb Bush needs in 2016 to be the nominee.
In saying that, hasn't the center moved much further to the right than it was when, let's say, even George W. Bush was elected in 2000?
It absolutely has. I cite in the article, a New York Times piece from 2005, in which conservative Republicans nationally abhorred the possibility of a John McCain or Rudy Giuliani as the 2008 nominee and saw Jeb Bush as the conservative alternative to those moderates. So it says a lot about how much the party has shifted in the last decade, that Jeb is now seen as the abhorrent moderate by many in the conservative base, as opposed to the conservative alternative that he was once viewed as.
That's very interesting. Now, is that him moving or the party moving or both?
I really think it's the party moving. You know, if you look at an issue like Common Core, it's an example. You know, Common Core is now a rallying point. Opposition to Common Core, is now a rallying point among conservatives nationally. But you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, it was sort of seen as, hey, this is a, you know, this is a smart way to increase, you know, raise standards and rigor and accountability in education. But once Barack Obama attached his name to it, it became seen by the right-wing base as this, you know, massive overweening, you know, symbol of massive overweening federal government and the intrusiveness of Washington, D.C. That's not how it originated. It was actually, there were actually a lot of smart conservative Republican governors who supported it. Many of them have abandoned that support, but Jeb Bush hasn't. So that's an example of an issue where he's stood firm and the party has just moved a lot. And I think to some extent that's true on immigration as well. There were a lot more Republicans, you know, almost a decade ago that were okay with supporting immigration reform. And then it became an issue that beat Eric Cantor in Virginia, the former House Majority Leader, and, you know, threatened to beat several other U.S. senators and House members. And I think it's made a lot of conservatives gun shy. Again, Jeb Bush has stood firm on the issue. And so it's not really that he's moved, I think. It's more that the party has.
Yeah, when you're talking about the Common Core being originally a Republican idea, so was what essentially became Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act was something that first was talked about in conservative think tanks, wasn't it?
Yes. The American Enterprise Institute, and, I can't remember actually if it was American Enterprise Institute or the Heritage Foundation. I actually think it was a 1990s era Heritage Foundation plan that spawned Romney Care, which spawned Obamacare. So, yep. Paul, that's an excellent example, again, of the party moving a great deal over the last 15 years or so.
All right, I asked you if Jeb Bush can get elected in the modern Republican Party.
And let me be clear.
Yep.
If he's nominated, I think he'd be an extremely strong general election candidate. He's very bright. He's accomplished. I think the you know, the Bush brand has been rehabilitated somewhat in the last 5 years. And so I think he'd be a strong general election candidate.
You realize, of course, that leaves America with yet another Bush v. Clinton possible presidential race.
I realize that. In fact, I have a little bit of experience dealing with political dynasties. My first congressional race was against Russ Carnahan.
Who, yeah. You know,
Grandpa was a congressman and ambassador. Mother was a U.S. senator. Father was a two-term governor. And, you know, my mom was a teacher. My dad was a golf coach at Wash U. And so I had a very different background. And I don't like political dynasties any more than the next
guy. And this would be two of them against each other, Jeff.
I know. It's kind of a sad commentary on a country with 300 million people this far into our life as a country that you basically have to be, you know, related to a former president to get the nomination. And so I really hope it doesn't come to that. There's a lot of political talent out there in both parties. You know, I'm intrigued by a guy like Rand Paul. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty liberal Democrat. We've had many political discussions on the air and around the poker table.
Yep.
And you know where I am, but I'm intrigued by a guy like Rand Paul that's saying some unique things and bringing a unique perspective to the table. He's also a dynasty,
right.
but surely not a dynasty who inherits establishment support from the Republican Party, given the way his dad was ostracized by many in the Republican establishment. So he's at least a little different perspective. And then there's a lot of other guys who are interesting candidates. In their own right, on both sides of the fence. So I'd love to see a Martin O'Malley, you know, mount a serious candidacy. You know, Elizabeth Warren getting in would be interesting because we need to have these arguments for the soul of a party. I don't want the Democratic Party to be a Wall Street, you know, to be beholden to Wall Street in the way that I fear a Hillary Clinton would be. So I'd like to see spirited primaries on both sides.
I asked you about whether Jeb Bush could get elected by the modern Republican Party. Could George H.W. Bush, our 41st president, even though he was coming off 8 years of Ronald Reagan's presidency as his vice president, could he be the nominee today?
Hell no.
Why not?
I mean, because everything, you know, he signed the 1990 budget deal, which raised taxes. And, you know, that kind of history on the national stage of agreeing to a tax hike passed by a Democratic U.S. House and U.S. Senate, that would never fly in today's political climate. And so, you know, the question is, how much does Jeb Bush run as the heir to this family legacy, and how much does he run as something totally different?
Yep.
Because I know Prescott could not get a Republican nomination today. I know George H.W. could not get a Republican nomination today. And given some of George W. Bush's heresies, he would struggle to get a Republican nomination today.
Yep.
And so clearly, Jeb is going to have to rebrand within the Republican Party in order to get the nomination. Nationally, I think that there's still strength to the brand. His challenge is really more in the primary than the general election, in my opinion.
You know, the irony, you mentioned the 1990 tax increase. The irony is that George H.W. Bush, Bush 41, campaigned by saying, "Read my lips, no new taxes," a promise that he had to renege on in the third year of his presidency, the second year of his presidency, actually. And, of course, it was under George W. Bush, that fiscal conservative, that our economy went into the tank, and you know, the federal government's role and budget expanded tremendously. And now you've got Jeb Bush, who's going to come along and probably play the same conservative financial card. And maybe people who are running against him, including Rand Paul or Marco Rubio or whoever else is going to be there on the GOP side, can point to the other members of the Bush family who said similar things and turned out to do the opposite.
I have no doubt that they will do that. And they won't even have to point to other members of the Bush family, because Jeb Bush said in 2012 that if he were offered a deal in the same way that, 10 Republicans standing up on stage running for president for 2012 were asked by the debate moderator, "Would you accept a deal to do long-term Social Security and Medicare reform if you had to raise $1 of taxes for every $10 of budget cuts?" And Jeb Bush stood on stage and he said, Ten Republicans stood on stage and said that they would not do this.
Yep.
Jeb Bush said that he would.
Going to be very interesting following this over the course of the next couple of years, and we are going to put a link to Jeff's terrific Salon article on the McGraw in the Morning Show on KTRS.com, so you can take a look at it. Jeff Smith is Assistant Professor of Politics and Advocacy at the New School in New York City, former Missouri State Senator, and as you can hear from the giggling in the background, a proud daddy who's about to have a wonderful Christmas with the family. Jeff, it's always a pleasure talking
to you. I hope you and your listeners understand, and Merry Christmas to
you. You do not have to apologize for giggling children in the background when you're on with me, my friend. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, buddy. Good to talk.
Likewise, I'm Paul Harris. This is the Big 550 KTRS.